Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Extra Show from the Women in Business Big Show here at Longfield. We've just heard from Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who is the Federation of Small Business lead for Kent and Medway, who welcomed us to the show. And then we were opened by Kelly Tolhurst MP for Rochester and Strood, and a great, great advocate for women in business. We've got a packed show lined up today. There's lots of exhibitors. There's loads of attendees coming along and some great talks. We're going to be recording interviews with people as the day unfolds. Listen out for some fantastic interviews. I'm now joined by 3 ladies here at the Women in Business Big Show. I'm joined by Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who's the Chief Executive of Orchard Employment Law and lead for the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway. I'm joined by the absolutely world-famous Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media and MP for Rochester and Strood, Kelly Tolhurst, former small business minister and small business owner. Ladies, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Let me start with Kelly. Kelly, you opened the event for us today, which was brilliant. Just give us an insight into your feelings about business, especially women in business.
Well, I think... Well, what we've seen is during the pandemic, a growth actually of women looking at what else they can do. You know, some people have been working from home. They've had an opportunity to reassess things and think, actually, you know, I can do something on my own or follow a dream potentially. And COVID actually, in some cases, has given women the opportunity to do that. So I think there was a lot of good work happening prior to the pandemic with women. And it's really great to be here at an event today, which I'm seeing so many faces that I saw 2 years ago at the last big show. And it's so great that women are continuing. But I think one of the things that has been really staggering for me is that over this period, all the networks have continued. People have stuck together. Mm. People have still been using those networks, even though they've not been able to see each other face to face. So I think it's really positive, and women can do it. You know, we're
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I have to say, this is my only political bit here. We really do miss you as small business minister, I mean that genuinely, because one of the problems with politicians is a lot of them don't have experience in the real world. And Kelly had a small business. Yeah,
so many of them are disconnected to what is really going on. Whereas with you, you were so connected to it all. So yeah, we do miss you, Kelly.
It was the best job.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could see how passionate you were about it and how much help you were to everyone. Turning to Gemma. Gemma, you opened the event today and you mentioned a bit about statistics.
Yeah, I found one statistic because I know Paul likes a statistic. Yeah. And I also knew if I got the statistic wrong, you'd call me out on it. But according to one of the publications, women in business contribute $85 billion to the UK economy, which I think is absolutely amazing. You know, as a woman in business myself, I would like to say I contribute a small share to that.
Blimey, that's a lot of shoes, isn't it?
Have you seen my wardrobe, Paul? Come on.
Do you know, I'll give you a couple of stats as well, and that's an absolutely accurate stat. During 2020, 17% of new businesses in the UK were founded by women, across the UK. In Kent and Medway, it was 32%.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't even surprise me, because I think the Kent women in business community, it's really thriving and it's really supportive. Yeah. You know, thinking about this event today that Sian has put on, it's a community interest company. It's probably one of the cheapest and easiest events to do to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right. Not just for women in business, but for all kinds of niches and different groups and just the small business community in general. Mm-hmm. Kent and Medway has a very powerful community. And you know that as much as anyone, Zoe, because you kind of do loads of stuff.
Because I'm a Medway girl, you want to say, really?
She's from Chatham.
Strood.
The The thing, I mean, you do ZC Live, which is a fantastic annual event, you know, until all of this shenanigans started with pandemics and lockdowns and all the rest of it. But you stage annual events helping the business community, totally free of charge.
Yeah. And we used to do the ZC Academies as well. We have like 100, 150 small businesses, women and, you know, women in business as well. Yeah. And it was brilliant and I miss it. And it's great to be back. I'm so glad that Sian's just gone out there and done this for us to really start getting back out there again. It really gives us the encouragement, the inspiration to just all get back out and start living our lives again.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're all kind of keen to get back, and we're going to go to anything that anyone opens, as long as you can see another human being and not a screen for a little while. Ladies, thank you so much for joining the Business Bunker Extra Show. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll see you again soon.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
I've just bumped into Patience Ogunbono, and it's really nice to see you again, Patience. We haven't seen you for a long while. You have been on the Business Bunker Show before, but lovely to see you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been a very, very long while. As we all know, things are as they are. But yes, so I'm Patience, and I'm what you call an aligned business strategist, as well as a business trainer, DISC personality expert, emotional intelligence. I'm also an inspirational speaker. And recently, I've just launched a book, which is a bestseller book, international bestseller book on leadership, alongside some co-authors, and I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely. What's the title of the book?
So it's called The X Factor, The Spiritual Secrets of Successful Executives and Entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. Can we get that on Amazon?
Definitely. All over the world on Amazon. We were first bestseller in Australia, UK, Germany, and USA as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well done. That's fantastic. I'm going to get a copy of the book and have a read. You're speaking. We're at the Women in Business Big Show, and you're going to be one of the keynote speakers later. What are you going to be talking about?
Yes, my favorite topic. So I'm also known as the visionary introverted woman. So by the title, it means that my passion is helping introverted women to move from a place of invisibility, self-doubt, and lack of flow of energy to be able to create aligned businesses that will help them to position themselves and achieve presence as well as profit. So today, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be talking about how introverted women can build and grow successful aligned businesses.
That sounds fantastic. And I know not just with women but everybody, you know, suffers a lack of confidence from time to time. And of course, when you're trying to launch a business, you really don't know what to expect, and it's a very fraught time, isn't it? And you know, if you're not 100% confident, and there's no reason why anyone should be 100% confident at the start of anything, it can be daunting.
Very, very much so. So basically, I think the main thing is, I've just said it today and I put it out in a post, I live in my discomfort zone, not my comfort zone. Yeah. So that means that you always have to face the discomfort and do it anyway. And confidence comes from the doing, not from, it's a feeling that is generated from the doing, from the exposure that you put yourself in your discomfort zone. And the discomfort zone is when you straddle between the comfort zone and the fear zone. You have one foot you want to run back, you have the other foot, and you just think, I'm just going to stay here astride and keep moving forward in an awkward way, like a toddler would. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what happens with a toddler? We are all walking today. We are no longer toddling, are we? Right. So that's what happens with building confidence. Yeah.
That's a really good analogy. Patience, thank you for talking to us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with your speech later. Good luck, continued luck with the book. We're going to buy a copy of that and have a read of it. Give us a shout for your website.
So my website is www.patienceogunbono.com.
Fantastic. We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker website. For the moment, enjoy your day at the Women in Business Show, and lovely to see you again.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's been great meeting you. You're always a ray of sunshine. Thank you.
Well, here we are at the Women in Business Big Show, and I've just met Charlotte Foreman. Charlotte is from the Lee Academy Trust, and we are actually based in the Lee Academy School, which is a fabulous place. And we come here quite a lot as a Business Bunker Show because we do a careers program here called 3030. But Charlotte, lovely to meet you. Thank you for staging the show. Tell us a little bit about Lee Academy Trust.
So we have 31 academies, and of those 31 academies, they range from out of London, so like Blackheath area, all the way through to going through Kent to as far as like Cranbrook, so going towards like the coast the other way, I guess. We have two special needs schools, and we hire out boardrooms, sports halls, basically you name it. In those schools, we kind of do that, like we hire out most of those spaces. So
okay, and you work in the enterprises arena, which is a community interest company.
So I work for the enterprises side of things. So my role is anyone who's interested in hiring out those spaces, you get in contact with me and I can show you around the spaces. If you have a particular academy in mind, or if you're not really sure but you've got a certain area, then I can show you that side of stuff and talk to you about pricing and things like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And obviously the schools are open to the public for hiring during school holidays, but there's lots of nice school holidays, so there's lots of time. And the premises, the locations are fantastic. I've been here many times at Longfield, and I've also been to the Strood Academy many times to events.
Yeah, what the great thing is, although obviously you've got the kids in school during the term times, you can use the space after they finish for the day. So at most schools, I think, you can rent the spaces out from 4 p.m. onwards, and then obviously you've got the half term, so we have more flexibility in those hours as well. So.
Yeah. And you've got all the facilities here, and it's just a fantastic building for holding events in.
Yeah, they're really lovely spaces, and they're really accessible and easy for people to use. And the parking's great, because I know that's probably a key for most people, is having the right amount of parking. So we really try to sell that point that there's parking. And like today's event, we have the main parking, but there's little pockets where we can actually extend that parking for people as well. So
yeah, no, absolutely, you're absolutely right, Charlotte. It is crucial. We talk a lot about this, but people won't come to an event if they can't get there and they can't leave their car. Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for providing the space for this wonderful event today, and keep on keeping on.
Yeah, thank you, and have a lovely day.
I'm here with Anya from Anya's Glass Angels. Anya, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a beautiful display. Would you call them key rings? I don't want to...
No. They're gifts. Actually, funny enough, my friends call them emergency gifts, because you can give my angel for any occasion. Somebody has a new baby, somebody has a new house, somebody has a new job. Somebody want to say, I'm sorry. Somebody want to score some point with in-laws. Angel is great. You don't have to worry about it. Everybody will be happy to get an angel. It's a good energy. I make them myself. I love making them, so I put a lot of good vibe in it. If you give it as a gift with your best wishes, you can't go wrong with it.
Absolutely. They're truly beautiful, and there's a huge collection of them. And I'm going to say the wrong thing here, but to me, they look like they're stained glass in a metal frame, yeah?
It's not a metal frame, it's copper foil. They are Tiffany style, which means it's the same technique as a lamps. And I make them from glass, but I also make them from broken china, which is too pretty to throw away. So I give it a second chance in life, I call it.
So you're doing a bit of recycling as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. You've got like some Delft pottery ones. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
The thing is, if there is, it started, my friend's mom passed away and she left the cup. And my friend said, I don't like the shape, I'm not going to use it. But I can't have a heart to give it away, so do something. So I broke the cup, and I made the angels, and she gave to all the grandchildren in the family from grandma's cup, which is really nice. So this is how it started, actually, the Second Chance in Life collection.
Oh, fantastic. They are truly beautiful. And there's, Anya has two massive tables here full of these angels, and they're all kind of slightly different and all very beautiful. Anya, a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the Women in Business Big Show. You have a Facebook page, I think, where people can come and look at this.
Yes.
Give us a shout for that.
The page is called Anya's Angels Glass Magic. You can find me through there, and you can see I always post where I am and what I have. So Christmas is coming. Think about it.
Fantastic. Yeah, so enjoy the rest of your day. Do check out Anya's Facebook page, Anya's Glass Angels Magic.
Yeah,
check it out. Check it out. You'll be amazed. They're beautiful. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hey, look, it's Funky Media Agency. I'm here with Christina Moyle of Funky Media. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Really enjoying today's show.
It's great, isn't it? We're at the Women in Business Big Show here at Longfield. Fantastic turnout of exhibitors, loads of people walking up and down. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Funky Media?
So Funky Media is a full-service marketing agency, and I help people build businesses from scratch. I do websites, social marketing, social media, anything to online, really. So I help people the funky way.
Fantastic. Now, I happen to know you're originally Kent-based, but you've moved recently.
I have. I've relocated to Devon, near Plymouth, so you can find me there if you're going down for a holiday. But I also still look after lots of businesses up here too, so I travel for business here.
Fantastic. So that you're still doing business in Kent, and you're still here, and you're still supporting the Kent business community. That's fantastic. So how long has Funky Media been around?
So Funky Media has been around for 2.5 years. And I've recently just had my trademark go through, so I'm super thrilled with that. We've been growing year on year, adding different services and just really championing, supporting women in business.
Fantastic. I mean, the whole digital scene is interesting, isn't it? I'm a bit of a statistics wonk, and I read somewhere recently a report that the Federation of Small Business had put together saying that, unbelievably, 76% of small businesses still don't have a digital footprint.
Good stats. And it's really important to get online, yeah. And affordable as well. So these startup businesses are exactly what we've designed to help. We do a website builder as well. So you can log on and have everything in one place. We have 7 softwares in one place, right, including bookings, emails, automations, link to the website. So you can get online really quickly and get that shout about that business.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think the vast majority of people have a Facebook page or whatever of their own, but they don't always translate that into a business page, or they try to do both on one page, which is always a mistake, as far as I'm concerned. And what you say is true, because a lot of very small businesses, micro businesses, are quite fearsome of getting online, because they don't know what they want with a website. They don't know how much a website should cost, and they think it's going to be hellishly expensive.
Yeah. So with Funky Media, we have designed templates for different niches, and you simply need to go on, choose your template that's relevant to your business, push go, add your logo, add your colours, put your contact details, and there's video tutorials that help set it up all the way through. You can be up and running within an hour, link all of your social media pages back to your website, and utilize social media to drive people to your website that holds all the information that you want to share with them.
It can be easier, really, could it?
No, exactly.
You've basically done everything for them.
Done it all for them, really. Taking into account how long it takes to get everything up and running. There's so many helpful articles, blog articles there to help along the way. And there's also an awesome team, the other side of the screen there, ready to help. So.
Okay. I noticed reading the blurb on your stand that you do email marketing. A lot of people are kind of moved away from that a little bit and gone just with their various social media. But personally, I still find email a very good way of communicating. You got any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We have our own email and automation marketing software that's built within the website. Wow. And we find you can automate your blog, for example. So if you're writing content that you want to share with your audience that's relevant to them, they can come to your website, sign up, opt into your newsletter, and the sequence will automatically go out whenever you choose. So once a month, once a week, whatever that may be.
So you're basically emailing a blog to them?
Yeah, you are. Blogs, blog articles, booking, direct booking, products. If it's e-commerce, if you're selling items online, you can showcase the products within the email itself, click buy, and they can purchase your items.
Fantastic. That sounds really brilliant, Christina. Look, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. If people want to find out more about Funky Media, what's the best way to do that?
Just Google funkymedia.agency.
Fantastic. And is that your website address as well? Funkymedia.agency. Check it out. Christina, enjoy the rest of your day at the Women in Business Show. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. Speak to you later. Bye.
Cheers. I've arrived at the SEK stand. Social Enterprise Kent. They're a group of folks that we've done a lot of stuff with on the Business Bunker show, and I've got Gina with me. Good afternoon, Gina.
Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. We've not met before. I have met a number of people from Social Enterprise Kent, but we haven't met Gina before. So, Gina, tell us, what do you do in the organisation?
I work for the training team, so as a not-for-profit business, but not a charity, we do have to have a profitable side, and our profitable side is training, because our core values are around skills and helping the community. So by training and upskilling people, we can achieve that and make money from it.
Absolutely. So give us a quick overview of Social Enterprise Kent in its totality, and then we'll talk a little bit about the training.
It could be a fairly long answer. So we have the training division, and then with the money that we make from that, or the profit we make from that, we can put funding into our other projects, which we also get grant funding for. So I'll give you a rundown of the few of the projects we're working on. Yeah. So one of them is you can get free COVID safe training at the moment. It's funded by KCC. It's 3 hours on Zoom with a live trainer. So it just takes you through the infection prevention and control sort of system, and it shows you how to break infection in your environment and complete a risk assessment. It's completely free, and like I say, it's on.
I mean, that's really important, especially for small businesses, because a lot of businesses are quite scared about how things go forward with this. You know, if you've got a few employees, you're thinking, well, what do I do? How, you know, people want to be safe at work, but you know, I'm not sure how to do it. So it's a really nice thing that.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, it's because it's with a live trainer, any little questions or quirks that you have about your business, you've got the forum to ask those questions and get the relevant answers. And then you can make sure that your risk assessment is really up to date and really secure. And everyone feels safe coming into your environment and working in your environment. And you know that you're doing your bit, because we all need to do our bit.
Absolutely. Cool. And then generally, with the work of Social Enterprise Kent, I mean, as you say, you're very orientated towards skills and helping people into work. In terms of the training side of things, what other training do you offer? Do you provide training for people back into the workplace? Is the training primarily geared towards employers, or is it a mixture?
So it's a mixture. So the training that you can book with us is generally geared towards employers. However, we have got employability trainers that work within the other projects that we deliver. So for instance, we are a gateway for the Kickstart scheme. So we offer training to Kickstart participants to increase their employment chances in the future. So it's CV writing, cover letter writing. We build their confidence. We do interview techniques. We show them where to look for work, how to look for work. So it's just really giving them a broad range of skills, which means they're not going to be at risk of long-term unemployment when their time on the scheme ends. And those employability trainers also work with our Building Better Opportunities team, who help over 45s and under 45s with a long-term condition also back into the workplace. So it's the same support. It's those employability skills that are really vital, because sometimes they don't have the environment, the home environment, where they can get that support from their family. And it's just giving people the basics on how to move forward and get into the world of work and understand their value, really, as well, and understand what skills they have and how they'll transfer into a job.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I have a lot of experience in the employment market, and in this country, we're suffering massive staff shortages, skills shortages, nearly 2 million unfilled jobs now. And as you said, there are a lot of people with a lot of talent out there that don't recognise it. And that's the frustrating thing, that, you know, people lack the confidence and also the know-how of how to go about finding a job. Yeah, just simple things like that. I find quite often people say things to me and I think, really? Why did you try that? Why didn't you just do X? Yeah. But then I know, and they don't. And then that's when you go, well, you need some help with this, because you've got lots of talent here. You need to deploy it.
You know, the thing is, when we're working like with the over 45 bracket, if you think maybe through the pandemic they've been made unemployed, and then the last time they looked for a job could have been like in the region of 20 years ago. You didn't really have to have a CV. You could just walk in and say, oh, this is what I do. Have you got a job going? You know, they, and so it's quite an intimidating process. And then where sort of where to pitch your skills. Do you, you don't want to sound too arrogant, but you also want to, you know, push forward what you can do. And then, like you say, having the confidence to recognise all of the different talents that you have and get them down on a piece of paper is actually quite hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard. So we can offer that support. And it's a great programme because it's, you know, we'll come and meet with you, we'll sit with you and take our time and go over all of the skills you've got. And it's a really holistic and wholesome process that makes sure that people enter the world of work with extra confidence, with the right bit of paperwork. You know, if they need some training, we'll try and access them some free training to get them up to speed in the type of role they want to do. They might be changing careers completely, but we're there to support that process.
Absolutely, and it's massively important from a psychological point of view for the people involved. It's massively important to the economy. It's a virtuous circle for everything. So all power to you with that. With the training stuff that you do, the employer-based training, just give us a very quick rundown, Gina, of the types of training you offer.
Okay, so it's very broad. We do a large range of management programs, so to upskill your managers and just make them, you know, you can't lead well unless you know the techniques and the skills. So they're really worthwhile. They're like £99 for a day course. They're not expensive. It's not going to cost the earth. And then we do all sorts like GDPR, basic fire awareness. We've got a whole range of first aid courses. And then also we've got the full range of mental health first aid courses, from awareness, so everyone in your organisation can be upskilled and learn about, you know, the signs and the pitfalls and how to look after their own mental health, right up to being a mental health supervisor in your workplace. So they're a really, really great sort of range of courses that we do. And then we've developed another one during COVID called Reentry Anxiety, which literally, that was for, you know, our employability projects, because people would like be worried about leaving their house and getting on a bus and integrating with people. So we've kind of developed that as a way of saying, right, this is what you can control, these are the things you need to plan, these are maybe quiet times that you can leave the house, and just building that confidence. And, you know, so there's a huge range of stuff that we do.
It sounds fantastic. We could talk about this forever. We've not got a lot of time. So listen, if people want to find out more about Social Enterprise Kent, what's the best way to do that?
Just look us up on the internet. So it's www.sekgroup.org.uk.
Fantastic. Gina, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day at the Women in Business Big Show.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.